What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah.
Whoa, Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up?
First things first. I don't know who took over Roy Hibbert's body last night, but they scored 28 points against my Wizards. Now the series is tied. I'm telling y'all, somebody hypnotized Hibbert the same way they hypnotized Bootney Farnsworth, and let's do it again. Either that or somebody gave that snicker a candy bar. That tall turtle, Hoy Rivers, went from playing like a 7-2 piece of doo-doo to stepping up to the plate and dropping 28. Who knew? Tom Silver J, I haven't seen a turnaround like that since Chaz Bono started doing Planet Peanuts commercials. And damn it, one game my Wizards are fine, the next game we're looking like Lark Voorhees.
Oh, my God.
Well, we didn't get saved by the Bill last night, y'all. And speaking of saving, did y'all see the Clipper Thunder game last night?
Yeah.
OKC is back. Yep, after Chris Paul had the Thunder not knowing who to check, him or his brother Cliff, in game one. Kevin Durant MVP speech in a game later, the law offices of Durant and Westbrook was open and the Clippers got clipped.
The law offices.
Oh, yeah. So did you hear Kevin Durant's MVP speech?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. You know he's from D.C., right?
Right.
It was so good, I'm going to copy and paste it on my Mother's Day card. I'm just going to change all the basketball references to comedy references. Because that's how good it was. It was so good, he might be the first basketball player to get groupies from a speech.
Yep.
If Donald Sterling would have heard Kevin Durant's speech and read that in response to his racist recording, the NBA would have reinstated him. Some of that MVP speech had women crying everywhere.
Yep.
And Tom and Jay, y'all know like I know, if you get a woman to weep a little, you can get them to sleep a little. Oh, yeah, they get real complimentary, don't they, Jay? And before you know it, you're wiping the tears from their eyes and the panties been compromised. Did y'all hear that Donald Sterling's wife, Shelly Sterling, wants to maintain ownership of the Clippers?
Yeah.
She said Donald Sterling's band and his shenanigans doesn't have nothing to do with her and her family. Is she cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs like his mistress? I mean, she'll have a better chance if she wasn't Shelly Sterling. The NBA don't want any Sterling associated with the Clippers. She needs to change her name to Ebony Farbenugan or Essence Black or something. Tom Super J, she's going on my list. She don't think her name is associated with her husband Donald Sterling's name. Ask Ruth Madoff. Hell, ask any of the people in the Lewinsky family. Ask Monica Lewinsky's cousin Melvin, who used to be a promising paramedic. Now he got to use a mouthpiece to give people CPR. My poor Wizards.